Day 16. Hi, how's it going? For Isabel, it wasn't going very well. At the request of her doctor, she accepted to meet us and find out the reasons why she was suffering from bulimic episodes. Neither her doctor nor her psychoanalyst that had been treating her for 6 years had succeeded in solving her problem. Isabel was a teacher. Since she lived so close to the school, she would often go home for lunch at noon. Once there, she would hide in her closet, even if there was no one else around, and gorge herself on chocolate until she felt sick. This had been going on for over 10 years. Her psychoanalyst had diagnosed regression to childlike behaviour, from which she seemed unable to deprogram. By analysing her behaviour with food, we quickly identified the cause of her bulimia. At breakfast, at around 6 in the morning, she wasn't hungry and wanted to lose a few pounds, so she would have coffee and a slice of bread. Around 10, between two classes, she would have another cup of coffee, this time with sugar. At noon, she would make her way home. Suddenly, as she got close to her house, she would be seized by a great discomfort and an uncontrollable craving for chocolate. In spite of her good intentions in the morning, some superhuman force would drive her to the closet where she kept her reserve of chocolate. We happily announced to her that we had found the reason for her regression after just a 15-minute consultation. Reactive hypoglycemia. She couldn't believe it. We explained the physiology involved and the sensitivity of the brain's neurons to a drop in low blood sugar. She was quite happy to accept that this could be cured by adjusting her food intake with protein every 3 to 4 hours. We suggested she try it out for just one day. This is a true story, and we know there are many more like her. A lot of cases of compulsive overeating or bulimia originate because of reactive hypoglycemia and are reinforced by guilt and self-inflicted punishment. We actually got some news from Isabel's doctor some time later. She did try what we suggested, and it worked. Bye for now.